Have you ever heard the sound of freedom?
Welcome to another 5-Minute Flip.
What is up, Flip Upon Ami? Welcome to your 5-Minute Flip for April 24th, 2024. So, there's a phrase, I love Jesus, but I don't like the church. And I want to first start by saying I get it. I get where that phrase comes from. I thought of this because we started a new sermon series in 2 Corinthians called The Dysfunctional Lovable Church. And just thinking about some of the dysfunctions of the church. And I found comfort in knowing that the church has always been dysfunctional. Back in the first century, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the church was very dysfunctional. So you can check that sermon out. I talked a little bit about this phrase. I love Jesus, but not the church. From April 21st on the Mosaic Church of Grand Rapids sermon podcast, April 21st, 2024. But it got me thinking about that phrase and what I've seen for many, many people, particularly kind of in my generation, anyone in the millennials, Gen Z sort of generations who have left the church for a multitude of reasons. And I'm going to say have left the church for a multitude of good reasons. But this struck me as I was prepping this series on these letters that are written to the Church of Corinth, and they are meant to, when I say reform, in West Michigan, there's lots of reformed theology around here, and I'm not talking about that type of reform, which is fine. I'm talking about reforming, the base of that word. These letters are meant to reform the church back to Jesus. And so I thought with that phrase, I love Jesus, but not the church, if you are using that phrase to not go to church, a couple things I want you to think about. Number one, you are the church. So when you say, I love Jesus, but not the church, if you are a Christian, you are the church. And this is all, there's scripture backup for all of this. There's not time in a 5-minute flip to unpack all of it. But trust me, scripture says if you're a Christian, you are the church. So you really have to just pause and think about that. And again, I think there is plenty of dysfunction in the church today and historically to say, I don't love the church. They don't look like Jesus. And we may get to some of that before we're done. But first, we just need to look at that, and that's a contradiction to say, I love the Jesus, but not the church. I love Jesus, but not the church, when you are the church. I don't even know if contradiction is the right word. It just should make you pause, because how can you love Jesus, but not yourself, right? It's looking in the mirror, like you are the church. And that'll tie into kind of my main point of this 5-minute flip. Number two, the church is Jesus's bride. Jesus is the groom. The church is the bride. Again, lots of scriptural backup for that that we don't have time to get into on a 5-minute flip. And so Jesus loves his bride. And so and we are his bride. Again, back to number one. But when we say, I love Jesus, but not the church, I think that's insulting to Jesus. I think that hurts his feelings. Because think about it, if you have friends that are married and you say, hey, I want, you know, Jesus is the guy, the bride is the woman, you know, it could go either way. So, you say, hey, to your guy friend, you can come over for dinner, but don't bring your wife. We don't like her. She's obnoxious. She's loud. She breaks things. Just don't bring her, but you can come over. Do you want to come over and hang out? Leave your wife at home, or it could be the other way around. If you are a spouse who loved your spouse, if you're a husband who loved your wife or a wife who loved her husband, that should be offensive to you. You should be insulted that a friend would. It's one thing just for a friend to invite you over out, you know, or invite you out. But to specifically say, don't bring your spouse. We don't like them. That's insulting because you're one flesh and you love your bride or you love your groom. And so when we say I love Jesus but not the church, that's a shot at Jesus, because it's a shot at his bride. And he loves his bride. He cherishes his bride. And number three, and this is the kind of the final point, that our job as Christians is to reform the church. So the amount of dysfunction in the church is expansive. When you look out through history at the Crusades and at Manifest Destiny and the Doctrine of Discovery and slavery, and so many, we've talked about this before on the flip side, but so many injustices, so many hypocrisies. Look at today, and you could look at the church, and there's so many reasons to leave the church. We've talked a bit about the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill podcast on the flip side, and it just summarizes so many of the types of things going on in the church, let alone Christian nationalism or the Jesus and John Wayne sort of conversation of what's going on in the church. Or maybe you're just tired of the show. You're tired of church being such a show and such a performance and so polished. And you go, is this what church is supposed to be? It's just like going to a movie and then walking through the mall as you go to pick your kids up and you go home and just... I'm with you. There's so many reasons to leave the church. But our job is not to leave the church. Our job is to reform the church back to being like Jesus. And I think that's what the letters of the New Testament are meant to do. They're meant to get the church to be reformed back to Jesus. And so I'm just going to leave you with this. Challenge you to read or reread either Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, biographies of Jesus' life. And if you love Jesus but don't like the church, and you've left the church, and you're even, I would say, many are at a point of leaving their faith altogether, many have left their faith altogether. If you're at a point where you've left your faith or are considering leaving your faith altogether, read one of the Gospels, read one of the biographies of Jesus' life, and simply say, can I follow this Jesus? Read his commands and say, can I get behind these commands? Can I obey and follow these commands? Can I make Jesus the Lord of my life? And if so, then be a part of reforming the church back to that, because that's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be the church. So I hope this helps some of you who have been struggling with the church to give you, to judge Jesus on Jesus. Let Jesus stand on his own two feet, which is what Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are for, without adding any of the church baggage onto him. You can judge the church, but don't judge Jesus as if he's the same thing as the church. Go back to Jesus and say, can I follow this Jesus? And for those of you that say yes to that, let's do this. Let's get on board together. I don't know what that looks like in your context. In my context, it was planting a church, not that we are the perfect church, because I'm there and my attenders are there, and anywhere we are, we're broken, is going to turn into a broken place. But I'm telling you, ask God what that looks like for your life, to reform the church you are in, to find a church that is following Jesus, the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and perhaps even to be a part of starting a new church, perhaps starting a house church, but being in regular church community with other believers, where there is accountability, where there is a structure that we see in the New Testament. Be a part of reforming the church so that you can say, I love Jesus and his church. Because again, you are the church. The church is his bride. And it's our job to reform the church. Thanks for listening to this 5-minute flip. I will see you next time on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to this 5-minute flip. Subscribe for more flips and long form episodes of the flip side. Visit www.patreon.com/NoahFilippiak to support and get sweet Flipside swag.